You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We're going to go live with Phoebe from Revolver. How are we doing this morning, Phoebe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing real chill. It's a little bit cloudy where I am. How's it in Poneke?
It's a bit cloudy, a bit dreary. Not going to lie, I'm still in bed. Sorry to rub it in. You must have been up for a wee while now.
It is what it is. We're here to talk about the new single your band Revolver just put out quite recently, Beat Beat. Now, I watched the YouTube music video quite recently, and I just sometimes go through the comment section, and I found someone commenting, "Great song, President Trump 2024.
Oh God, I know. I haven't had a chance to go and delete that one. Oh, just so, man, everyone knows, we are not for President Trump 2024.
How often does that happen? Is that like something? Is that a recurring thing at all?
That's the first time I've seen something like that. Oh, on the like Blood music video, we had like an account that said like Joe Biden sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, this might be the second strike, which is a bit concerning. I really hope we're not like, yeah,
have a secret audience full of like horrible people.
Yeah,
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't.
Well, like on one like ad we had for the tour a couple years ago, you know, just kind of like trying to get it out and about to as many people as possible to get them people known about the shows. We started getting some like kind of nasty comments. And I was like, oh no, the band sucks. Oh, what are we going to do? And Kaito, our trombone player, was like, nah, that's how you know you're making it. Once you start getting the hate and like bad comments, that's a good thing.
It's a sign of respect, honestly. It's a mark of gratitude. The song does have themes of certain, you know, aggression on the road, road rage, as someone might say. Who is the safest driver in the band? Out of your 8-person band, who is the safest driver?
When we're on tour, who is driving? It's usually Zane Hawkins, mm-hmm, our guitarist, mm-hmm, or Lennox Gruchens, our drummer. But if I were to choose who were to drive, I'd probably pick Zane to drive. Lennox likes to go really fast. Gosh, we were driving over the hill into Wanaka last year, and everyone was like, oh my God, slow down. Please slow down.
Oh, mate, that is not a hill you want to mess with either.
No.
Far out. I was going to say as well, in relation to driving around touring, when you guys have to travel by car, how many cars do you typically use? Do you use the one? Because, I mean, there's 8 people and a ton of gear, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've been fortunate for the last couple of tours. We managed to have some funding, but that has now unfortunately stopped. So this next tour that we're planning is going to involve 2 cars, I think. And one of those will hopefully be free with a ferry, the Dear Inter Islander, offering bands on board still, which is really, really cool. And then the rest of us will be in a second van. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's gonna be a mission, but I think it will be good fun.
Nice. I hope when you get on the ferry that it doesn't have any unpredictable behaviour. I hope that it's all just straight and narrow, nothing to worry about. That it's a boring trip. Was everyone in the video was clad in these kind of like white frilly Victorian era jumpsuits and 2019 Joker like clown makeup. Is this because you know, sometimes when people get angry on the road that they can be a bit clownish? Is that what the band is getting at? Or what is the theme with the
I think stuff? So. I think it was also just to, like, really lean on the satire of it, and, like, we're totally not endorsing road rage here.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it's just, like, quite silly in this bizarre social phenomena of, like, how when you're just in a car you think you can do anything. And it's super contagious as well. Like, if someone starts doing it to you, you want to start doing it right back.
Mm-hmm. The road is a very fragile ecosystem. It's very fragile. Yeah. What was the worst road rage experience that you ever had?
Oh, honestly, like, I feel quite far away from it. I'm such a terrified driver. I got my restricted license and, like, oh my God, at the age of like 22.
I got my learners this year and I'm 24, so don't need to worry.
scary. The road is such a scary place. Yeah. I used to have like panic attacks on the road on my driving lessons. Like, I feel pretty far removed. So I was kind of writing, I guess, from like a character who is not me,
mm-hmm.
and trying to like understand it. But also, you know, sometimes every now and then you want to shake your fist and be like, the heck, why are you doing that?
For sure. I mean, I sometimes bike around the city, and even then I get a bit of biker rage because it's like these people won't actually let me do my thing. It's so annoying. People do not treat bikers with a lot of respect.
Cyclists don't get the respect they deserve, to be honest.
No, and there's a few bad apples, but of course that's the same with anything. You know, it is what it is. Was the video shot at the Porirua train station?
It was.
Yeah, crack up. I have a very distinct memory of hanging around there for like a fair while on the last day in Wellington, because I stayed up in Wellington for like 3 months this year.
And,
train! Yeah. It was it's a nice train station, you know? It's cool. Yeah.
It was such a mission trying to find the perfect location for this video. It's so hard to find a big, empty car park in
mm-hmm.
Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
We spent weeks driving around trying to find the right one. You're the first person to actually guess that correctly.
Mm. Well, it seemed so familiar to me, and I was just like, I don't know, I had a bit of a moment around that area. A nice moment, a good moment, before I left Wellington this year, so that's why it stuck out to me, I think.
True.
Now, this is the second single. Beep Beep is the second single from your upcoming self-titled album. The first single, Bush Bash, is a disco jam about getting freaky in the bush, and this one's about road rage. Will these be recurring themes throughout the record?
It's actually quite funny that the first two singles do involve a car.
Yeah, it was
great because we got to involve like the revolver vehicle in both the videos. I feel like there's like sexuality like peppered across the album, definitely, and that's like a key element of the band and like something I'm definitely always wanting to like show through the writing in like a comedic but also like, yeah, feminine way. Road rage, however, that is just like a one and done type deal.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a good deal. I was wondering, did you consider naming the song Honk Honk, or did you want to do the double B thing because Bush Bash was, you know, already double B'd?
Yeah, I think it was always Beep Beep. Like the first verse kind of did come out of my mouth just all in one go after a road rage incident where someone was beeping at me pretty hard out. It was one really awful intersection in Wellington.
Oh, no.
And it just came out. And with that, the words Beep Beep came out. But every now and then I'm like, oh, would toot 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 toot
toot toot
get out of my way, be better than me.
I think Beep Beep is pretty good. Now, when does this new album drop? Can you say when it's going to come out?
I'm kind of giving October vibes.
Ooh, Libra season.
Then we'll maybe come to Dunedin in early November, hopefully, before everyone heads off away.
Hell yes.
Maybe that's something. Yeah, do you think we'll have some people coming to our show?
I reckon. So Dunedin show is maybe on the cards? Is that what we're hearing?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great. I'd be so excited to see y'all play live. It'd be great. You get a good reception here. I'm very sure of it.
Cool. As we've been meaning to make a stop for many years. So very keen to make that happen.
But would that be your first show in Dunedin?
It is. Yeah, we've played Queenstown and Wanaka, both a few times, but always in a time where we're like, just Dunedin gets like quite cleared out over the summers, eh?
It does. Yeah, there's a period. Yeah. Well, I think we're on exam period. The city just turns just real quiet. It's like, you know, when cicadas burst out of their holes for like a week and then immediately everything just dies off. It's like that week, but it goes for two semesters, you know. And they go back in the ground. That's what I like.
Yeah,
very seasonal. But yeah, it'd be awesome to see you guys down here. It'd be great.
Yeah, totally. We're really looking forward to it. Yeah, so a couple more singles maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Album, tour.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff indeed. Thank you very much for coming on the show today. I hope you have a very relaxing day and no, you don't have any beep beep scenarios.
Thank you very much. I wish the same upon you.
Thank you very much. Take care, Phoebe.
See you later. Bye.
See you, mate. Alrighty, that was Phoebe from Revolver chatting about their new single, Beep Beep, which is a certified road rage themed banger. I think we're going to play it for you now. It is currently 9:42 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast Show on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. I'll see y'all soon with a wee yarn about Long Legs, the new horror movie. But here is Revolver with Beep Beep, 9:43 now, Kakite.
When you're protected by some metal, got a foot on the pedal, say goodbye to hospitality, hello to hostility. Got a hankering for some road rage. Beep beep, beep beep, get out of my way.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.